We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. We had Rav Yirmiya introduced a concept called hoil, that since he says that the basket on top of a stick could be called in your Rishus, why? I, it's above in Rishus Yachid. Teretz is because I could bring it down, I could bend it down into the lower than Yud Tvachim and it becomes a Karmelis. Even though I didn't do that, but I could do that, that's enough to make that my Malkum Shvisa is in the same place as the Erev. That's what Yirmiya's Mechadish. So Gemara had a Kasha, Haki say Hoyal, Gemara answered. Now Gemara had another Kasha from a different place where Gemara doesn't say, you see, you don't say this concept of Hoyal. You don't say Hoyal. Eisvei, when I say a Kasha from a Braisa, the Braisa says, Eskavim Lishbois B'Shusarabim. Someone has Kavana to make his Shvisa, Makum Shvisa, B'Shusarabim. Ve'niach Eruvei B'Koisel. He put his Erev in a Koisel. He had a wall right next to B'Shusarabim. The wall had different shelves where you could put things on. And he put on one of the shelves on the wall. So lamata masar tvachim, if you put it on a shelf below 10 tvachim, ruve erev. Lamayim yutvachim, if you put it above yutvachim, where it's now in a rishus yachid, ain't a ruve erev. It's not an erev. And like Rashi explains, it was out of your makam shvisa, where they put the erev. Your makam was 4 amas, was added to 4 amas. And now I want to bring it from rishus yachid to rishus rabim. If it will be in the same 4 amas, my 4 amas goes up towards the erev. But since it's out of my 4 amas, I want to bring it from Shusha Yachad to Shurabim, it's not a good erev. So if it's below Asara Tochim, it's in a Karmelis, I could bring it, because it's only a Shvus de Rabbanon, and Shvus de Rabbanon is Mut, according to Rabbi. But if it's above Asara Tochim, which is in the Shusha Yachad, you cannot bring it here, therefore, ain't a Ruve erev. So Lamailam Asara Tochim, ain't a Ruve erev. It's not a good erev. Niskavin Lishbois, Reish HaShayvich. So in the next Gemara, there's two ways to type to Gemara. We're going to type the Gemara Rashi's first pshat, and then we'll tell you Rashi's second pshat. So now, according to Rashi's first pshat, it's a new case. The skav and lishvay is b'reish ha-shoivich. You have this chicken coop that's a high structure, or b'reish ha-migdol, or it's a tall armoire, a tall chest. So, and you miskav and lishvay is on top of it. So you miskav and to have a shvisa on top of this migdol, which is above 10 tvachim. So if you put the erev l'mayim v'yotvachim eruv erev, why? Because they're both on top of 10 tvachim. And even though you're higher than where the Erev is, and if you want to get the Erev, you have to stick your hand out over Sarabim, stick your hand into the shelf and pull it back up, and you're going from Shusha Yachid through a Sarabim, which Rashi says might be a problem of Moshit, still it's not a problem of going from Shusha Yachid to Shusha Yachid through a Sarabim. Why not? Because I can just make my Shvisa go down to that level, and they're both under Shusha Yachid still. So if it's a mile mitvachim ruv erev, lamatim mitvachim, well, if the erev is, you put the challah below 10 tvachim, and my shvis is on top, and ruv erev, why? Because I have to go through Shurabim to get to my Shus Yachid. I'm coming from lamatim yod, which is a karmelis, from a karmelis to Shurabim to Shus Yachid, and that's ain't a ruv erev. That's what it says in this braisa. And here, the Gemara of the Kashi, you have a hoyol. Vamai, hachinami name a hoyol. What's the hoyol? You could take the chest or chinku, put it down on its side, bang it down on its side, and now the whole thing is lower than your tvach, and my shvisa is on the top of it, so my shvisa is on the top, which got lower now, because the whole thing fell down, so my shvisa is in the same place as the challah now. So a hoyl, that I could put it down, push it down on Shabbos, that should be a reason why it should be mutter. We said before, hoyl works. Hoyl, I could bend down a basket, it works. Here also, hoyl, I could take this migdal and lay it down on its side, and it comes out where my shvis is on top of it now is below your tvachim. So why, if it's the erev is below your tvachim, it's not a good erev, I have an etza. Hoyl v'yachol and toysai, I can make it go down. I'll tell you a teretz. What about a migdol that's screwed into the wall? You can't put it down. That's why it's not possible to put it down. It's screwed in. It doesn't go down. That's one pshat. Rava amar another pshat. I feel a migdol she'ena mesuma. Even a migdol that's not screwed into the wall. The question is, let me lay it down on its side. It's a very tall migdol. Let's say the migdol is 8 amas tall, and my shvisa was on top of it. When I put it down, it turns out that it's my shvisa now will land up out of my 4 amas. The bamti le porta also chutz la 4 amas. If you let it go down, it goes out of the shvisa is out of my 4 amas. And if it's out of my 4 amas, it comes out that it's in a different place, the shvisa. My shvisa has to be in the same dal amas, up there. Now I put it down, it'll end up being out of my dal amas. So therefore I have to stay where I am, and where I am, I can't reach it. It's lamat miyud, I can't carry from Shus Yachid through Shus Rabim to Karmelis. So Gemara has a kasha. I still have an Eitzah. If we are my makom shvisa is, there's a window where I can stick a string down and pull up the eruv, so I don't have to go through Sarabim. And it's not, so I have eitz to get it. Bring it through the window and a string. Bring it up right through the chest, right through the armoire. So unless they kafsa mista, you don't have a kafsa or mista. You don't have kafsa mista. So that's the first pshat in Rashi, had a tight the Gemara, where it means a skavan lishvayis b'reish ha-shayvach. Now we'll say the second pshat, which is quite similar, but different. The skavan lishvayis b'reish ha-shayvach means that it's going back on the first case. The eruv was on the wall. Remember, on the wall, they had this kaisel that had different shelves, either l'mayla miyud or l'mata miyud. So the Gemara says on that, let's say I want to be shayvus on top of a chest, or on top of a chicken coop, then l'mayla miyud t'vachim ruv eruv. Then if the eruv is on the shelf above your tvachim, it's a good eruv. Why? Because since my shvis is above your tvachim, and it's right next to each other, so therefore eruv eruv lemati your tvachim. If the eruv is below your tvachim, eruv eruv. Why? Because my shvis is on top of the chest, and the eruv is on the wall, on the shelf on the wall below your tvachim. I can't bring it here because I'm bringing it from a karmelus to a shush a yachid through a shush rabbim. So far as a kasha, I bama yochol lin toisai. You could bring the migdal down, now I can reach the Erev on the wall. So the Gemara says, no, because it'll be out of a Dalad Amis. And here Rashi says two pshatim, what it means out of Dalad Amis. Either it's to be out of Dalad Amis, so I can't carry from there to my Makom Shvisa. And the kasha is, we said before, that there's an idea of pachis. So that the Maram says, you don't mix two things together. Hoyol with pachis, you don't mix together. Or Rashi says that, again, because I'm out of my Makom Shvisa. So Gemara says, maybe you have a string and a window, and that means you could put a string attached to the challah, and you're holding onto the string in your amygdala, and it's like Ogad V'yada. If it's Ogad V'yada, you can bring it from there, even from a Kama to a Shirabim. If it's Ogad V'yada, you're allowed to do that. Like Gemara says, it's also the Rabbanim, but Midaraisa, it's not a problem. That's why it says if you have Kisvei Kaidish, you're allowed to bring it in through that way, because only this the Rabbanim. Gemara says you don't have a Kafsa Mista. So those are two pshatim l'maisa will come. Rashi, the second pshat is the ikar pshat. It's very similar pshatim. The difference is when the Gemara says the skam lishav shayvich, I'm moving the eruv to the shayvich now, or the eruv stays in the kaisel and I'm next door in the tower next to the wall. Those are two pshatim Rashi. Let's go right to the Gemara that explains the last part of the Mishnah. The last thing the Mishnah says, noshnu bebar. If you put the eruv in a bar, I feel omak me'am. If it's deep 100 amas, it's still a good eruv. That's what the Mishnah said. It's still eruv eruv. Hi bar the koy hecha. Where is this bar? Where is the bar? You live in the koy b'shuyachid. If the bar is b'shuyachid, so then anyway it's good, because if the b'shuyachid in my field I have a bar, so not only is the field b'shuyachid, the bar is b'shuyachid also. Why? Because pshita b'shuyachid. Since we find the idea b'shuyachid oylad rakir, b'shuyachid goes up to the sky. Hechid the sal kalel, she goes up. Hakanan nachas latachas goes down also. So if you have anything in b'shuyachid, any bar or mountain, it's always Shishiyachid, because first of all, Shishiyachid goes up, and second, Shishiyachid goes down. So it says to put an Arab in the bar. If you're standing with Shishiyachid and the Arabs in the bar, we're all in Shishiyachid, there's no Shaila here. It's a for sure good Arab. Everything's the same Makim, everything's Shishiyachid, everything is perfect. The Allah must be, there's a bar sitting in Shisharabim, the Koyer B'Shisharabim. So Gemara asks, Nesgavim Lishbeis Hecha, where were you Nesgavim to be Shavis? Elam Ayla, if you're being Shavis Shisharabim, and the Arab is in the in deep in the pit, then it's not good, because the Erev is Shishiyachid, inner Shishiyachid, and you're a Shishirabim, because the Lacha is a bar, it's 10 Tvachim deep, here it's 100 Amas deep, it's a Shishiyachid. So, Ilam Ayla, who Makam Echav, Ruv Makam Echav, he's in one place, the Erev is in another place. Ilam Mata, if the Erev, if his Shvisa is Lamata, next to the Erev, inside the bar, Pshita, the Huvir Ruv Makam Echav, they're both in Shishiyachid, what's the Shaila? So my answer is, Lo Tzricha de Kaya Bekarmelis. This bar is in a karmelis. Like Rashi says, it's in a bikka. It's in a field that's a karmelis. Not a shisharabim, not a shisharabim. That's what a bar is. So it turns out, his shvisa is in the karmelis, and the eruv is in a bar, it's a shisharabim. And you're not like carrying from a karmelis to a shisharabim. So why is it a good eruv? That's the chiddush of our mishnah, that go according to Rebbe. Like tricha the koyeh b'karmelis v'skavon shvisamayli. He wants to be shvisamayli sure about a karmelis. And the Erev is in the bar, which is a Shishiyachid. The Rebbe, he doma called Dova, Shum Shvus, Le Gods Ben Hashmashas. As going to Rebbe, he holds anything that's Mishum Shvus, Legozru Allah ben Ashmashas. Any of the Rabbanim weren't Gozer ben Ashmashas. And that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That if the Erev is in a bar that's 100 amas deep, even though it's a Shashiach, it's tall, it's a good Erev because it's going to Rebbe. So it's the second part of the Mishnah already that's going to Rebbe. This Rebbe is a Mamash Kule Rebbe, this Mishnah. The Mishnah Lam Bezen Bez. First of all, the grace of the Mishnah, we said, also be Elon, Lamata Masar is good, or I Mishdamish be Elon, or I Carmelist said, it's going to go to Rebbe. The second part of the Mishnah also, Nostra Babar is in a Carmelist, so it's also going to the Rebbe that holds that Legozru Mishnah Shvus by Bein Ashmash is when the air is chal.